I did not make the deadline. It's Christmas. Can you blame me? No joke. I had an episode started. It was about 30 minutes in, and I scrapped the whole thing. Unfortunately, it was because I would have missed a deadline for Christmas because I thought, hey, let's upload it on Christmas. And no, I did not make the time because, you know, family, friends, all that jazz. Anyway, welcome back to Meet Weed Podcast, where we have to talk. I don't know if the podcast is going to continue. There's not a lot of people listening. There hasn't been much support. There's been some support, not a lot. But I feel like every podcast, you know, it has its days. And, well, let's talk more about it. Anyway. As much as I love making the podcast, recording it, and giving myself a deadline of, you know, once every 2 weeks, and it used to be once a week, it's been much easier for me to live stream. And the reason being is because with live streaming, you don't edit anything, right? You just kind of have people come on, have people watch, and people will either tune in or they'll be able to watch it later on YouTube. The thing is, right, it's not hard to live stream, and while live streaming, it's a lot easier because if people come in, I could talk to them directly. With the podcast, I mean, it's a lot more work, you know? And also, I hate to say this, right? Out of every single person, when I started the podcast, I had other people that inspired me and people that I would watch, people that were basically making podcasts alongside me, right? Other content creators. I am the last one. I am the last one out of the group, you know? There was Gaijin Bento, there was a Working Boys podcast, there was the Misfits podcast, and none of them are uploading anymore. So, I hate to say it, but what's really keeping me going is that I think, well, someone's got to stick around, right? But honestly, I look at the amount of views that the podcast got recently, like the last year, honestly, the last entire year, and it's like, what's the fucking point, dude? However, that doesn't mean I'm done with online things. It just means I'm transitioning more to YouTube, right? Because on YouTube, I can upload a lot easier. It's a lot faster. And it's way more receptive. Way more receptive, right? The thing is, RSS.com has basically said, hey, we'll pay you if you get a certain amount of views. I'm nowhere near that. I have ads on the podcast, but those ads don't pay unless people are watching, you know? Like, if people aren't watching, then what's, like, it's just, I'm giving ads. Like, I'm giving free space to ads and not making anything off of it. I'm operating at a loss here. That's kind of why I'm thinking maybe we should leave the podcast part of the podcast, and, you know, either in 2025 or, like, I don't know, maybe change the upload date. I feel like that's the thing. I got to change the upload date because I have a lot of stuff to do and none of it involves the internet. You know, I've got a new house. I'm busy here. And when I live stream, it's whenever I have free time. I feel bad when I have to come into this podcast studio and there's a bunch of stuff that I have to do at the house, but I'm over here recording. I feel like I need to do better in the house. You know what I mean? Having said that, I'm not quitting. I'm just going to slow down a bit. So every now and then you're going to see podcast episodes upload and you know, you might not know when they're going to come up, right? But I don't know. I feel like I've had a set schedule for so long and it's time to break it, you know? It's time to... Every now and then, a podcast episode will be late, or... You know what? It's funny. I'm thinking about it now. It's probably just because it's the holiday season. So, if I'm back to my regularly scheduled program, just know that it was the holidays that kind of messed everything up. And I realize now that a lot of people are watching on the holidays, like... Not a lot of people, right? Because a lot of people during the holidays, they're with their families. But when they're at work, the rest of the year, guess what? That's when the views are kind of up and down. You know what? Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Just because I'm thinking about every other podcast that I started with, and I feel like I disappoint them if I gave up. And the thing is, I'm not giving up. I'm just going to YouTube. Because YouTube, I crossed the boundary. I hit 1,000 subscribers. And as of yesterday, it's 1,215. It just keeps going up. The video that I uploaded that popped off is almost at 100,000 views. And as a result, you know, a rising tide... What is it called? A rising tide raises all ships. Every other YouTube video that I've had is getting up there with views. Not all of them. So I now know that truck driving stories are a no-go on the YouTube video, for whatever reason, people hated it, right? Like, not a single person watched it. It wasn't recommended to anyone. And I don't know. There's a lot to this YouTube game that I'm starting to understand. I'm very close to the partnership program. I'm finally close enough that I could actually start making money on YouTube. I'm almost there, right? This year, or this coming year, it's gonna happen. Because every time I check, I'm 1,000 views closer, you know? Like, or I'm 100 views closer, or I'm a few hours closer. And it's just getting there, closer and closer. So those who follow me on YouTube, just know that you're gonna see a lot more YouTube shorts. It seems to really favor that. And on videos that you probably haven't seen in a long time, right? I'll also be uploading more, a lot more spoken stuff, like me talking for 2 or 3 minutes and then uploading it. People fucking love that. A lot more montages. I have this style that I made that I just have collages of photos and people like it. So let's keep it going. Although my upload schedule might be different than you're used to because there's no longer a certain time that they upload, right? And I think at that point, this is what happened to the Misfits, right? Where they were uploading once a week, but they had actual sponsors. And it got to the point where when they no longer had sponsors, they would upload whenever they felt like it. Whenever they had a good story to tell, right? I feel like I've used them all, to be honest. I've had enough episodes of the podcast where I'm out of good stories to tell. I think there's not a single episode where I haven't talked about everything. You know, they say keep some things for yourself. I have, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, damn, dude. It's been a long time. How long has the podcast been going? 4 or 5 years? Somewhere in there, right? All I know is 2026, we're starting off, honestly, a little weak on the podcast. However, the YouTube channel, we're doing good on there. So, for the sake of it, let's keep it going. If you want to go on the live stream, you want to subscribe to the YouTube channel, go ahead. I will be live streaming more often, a lot more often. Like, at that point, it's almost every day when I live stream. Having said that, I've been doing the Long Dark, 1,000 Days Journey. It's hard. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. However, what I've been noticing is that... what is it? what I've been noticing is that it's going to be a lot more random games. You know what I mean? Nothing too AAA, to be honest. That's kind of what I like doing when live streaming isn't playing games that, like, where it's, like, too difficult. You know what I mean? Like, I like playing stuff where the development team was small. I mean, I was playing Stardew earlier, and now that I think about it, I haven't played Stardew in a while. I should definitely make that into a video. Oh my god, that'd be so good. That'd be so good. I'm gonna try that out. This episode's gonna be like 30 minutes long, by the way. Just based on the fact that it's... Ow, my thing. Just based on the fact... Fuck. Just based on the fact that it's been like... what's the holiday season? Right now, it's in between Christmas and New Year's. I missed the deadline for Christmas. New Year's is coming up. So this video is going to come out. I mean, video this podcast. See what I mean? I've been doing a lot more YouTube. This fucking, it's kind of confusing going in between the two. So I'm going to stick with YouTube from now on. But I'm still going to upload on the podcast on occasion. Not every day or not every week. Not every other week. Maybe every other week. I'm still going to keep that up. Just not as long in the episodes. The reason being is because, again, the amount of views on the podcast basically fell off. Let's face it. Like, it got to the point where they were putting ads on the podcast and it's gone. Like, I feel like that was a critical blow to the podcast. What ended up happening was we got ads for the podcast and now no one listens because there's no way to skip the ads. There's no buying some premium thing. It's just gone. Everyone left. A lot of people are sick of it. RSS.com has been doing a whole bunch of stuff, right? I don't know if they're even going to be up for long because they keep trying to collaborate with other companies. And I'm biting the hand that feeds me, but really I feed them, you know? The worst part is the monthly subscription. And yes, I have to pay to upload the fucking podcast episodes. The monthly subscription's gone up. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, it's no longer like a small price. It used to be like $10 a month. Now it's 20. It fucking doubled. So yeah, forgive me if I don't really want to upload that much because it's getting tired. And at this point, I'm looking at other websites that will take me. I feel like other host websites would be just fine. The thing is, I have a lot of channels that I'm on. Just because you spread doesn't mean that you're going to get a wide net. You know what I mean? It's a wide net and an empty lake. No one listens to podcasts anymore is what I'm saying. There's not a lot of people that do. A lot more people are going on live streams, which is different. The reason being is because there's more of a in-person interaction. I've had people straight up tell me their life stories on the podcast, on the podcast live stream. And I love that. I absolutely love that. There was someone that was watching me that was telling me straight up that, hey, I'm here and I'm glad I'm able to watch. I'm home. Like, I'm home because I'm not able to work because I'm injured and recovering right now. And I told them straight up a whole bunch of stories. You know, we were talking for a bit over some gameplay, and it was nice. At some point, I did end up telling them straight up, you're going to be a stronger person for everything you went through. And they loved that. They smiled. And I like that. You know, I like that I was able to tell them this stuff. When you're doing the podcast, I'm sitting here in a cold studio on my own recording. It's sad. I'm glad I'm still able to reach out to some of the people I collaborated with when I started. Not everyone, sadly. There are some people that I can't really hit up that much anymore. And this thing about YouTube, right? The reason I keep mentioning it is because the ball has started rolling. I've mentioned that before, where if the ball is rolling, keep it going, you know? Keep going. It's, damn, dude. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it when I say this. It's interesting how YouTube was the thing I actually started with originally, right? I didn't have a niche. Now that I kind of do, discussing memes, history, and everything like that, random shit on the internet, live streaming, gameplay footage, the Long Dart community welcomed me in, and I love that. Thank you, guys. They're so amazing, right? I mentioned this before on the podcast. There's a lot of popular video games and not-so-popular video games that have, like, a toxic fan base, and this one is not toxic. Like, the Long Dart community is so fucking chill, dude. I'm not even joking. They're the greatest gaming community I've ever interacted with. I've interacted with some fucking communities that are terrible, right? These guys, not a single person I've met is a purist or a dickhead. They just love the game. And they're welcome to each other. Some of them do really cool cosplays. Some of them make really cool statues. And I really fuck with that. I honestly love it so much. The Long Dart community is incredible. I'm serious. It's probably brought my probably bought my faith in humanity up a bit, if I'm being completely honest. Because for the longest time, I had a lot of people that weren't that way, you know what I mean? Like, that I could honestly say was harboring this incredibly toxic community, and I didn't like that at all. Anyway, by the time this podcast episode goes up, I will be live streaming. Normally, I do a live stream of 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. I really don't know until I'm uploading and other stuff comes up. Because again, I have a house, I have to help. I have to contribute. I have to fix things up. I got to skim the pool. I got to cut the grass. I got to pay the bills. I got to go outside, talk to the neighbors. My neighbors are nice, actually. I quite like them. I miss my old neighbors, but the new neighbors are nice as well. This whole place that I'm living in is interesting. It's funny thinking about it. I'm fucking looking at a painting I'm working on. Sorry. Oh, boy. Listen, I'll level with you. It's been a whole year in this new house. 1 year. The first year, they say, is the hardest. I don't know who says that. I know I've heard it before, but they weren't kidding. Fuck, dude. This year's been nuts. Anyway, I remember the podcast having a Patreon. That's gone. I remember the... I remember so much, dude. It's crazy thinking about how much things have changed in 1 year. How much... the podcast YouTube channel has gone up in a year, and how we're finally in like a niche where I'm nice and comfortable, you know, where it's not like, oh, this video didn't take off, let me buy ads for it, and I don't have to do that no more. It feels fucking amazing. Ads are expensive on YouTube, by the way. There'll be videos that say promote this video, and it'll be like $50 for a minimum of like 100 views. I'm not even joking. It's incredibly lucrative what they've done to get people to watch more views on, to watch their views go up. My most popular videos, I never paid for. That's the best part. That's the best feeling about it. People are finding me. Holy shit. Shut up about YouTube. I've been getting a lot of content on Instagram and YouTube that's just, it has to do with car stuff, right? Funny enough, I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about cars. Very little, to say the least. Now, thanks to these Instagram reels, TikToks, YouTube shorts, all of these things, right? Short form content. I have learned so fucking much. And right now I have a video that I know is going to end badly. One of those videos where there's like a suspension system under a hard clamp, and something breaks and just everything goes flying. Potential comes becomes kinetic energy. That's a funny meme, I guess. Anyway, it's crazy to see all these memes because I don't personally know anything that's going on. But like with anything on the internet, it becomes a way to learn. And I love that. I realize now that this could be a new method of teaching kids things. Cool. I like that. I fuck with it. Yellow model. Gee. Okay, enough. I think when it comes to making videos, I'm going to move on from that topic. I cannot stop talking about YouTube. I'm not even joking. It's seriously like addictive to do the YouTube video stuff. The reason being is I'm not. No. I got to move on. This Christmas, I was able to spend time with my family. It felt great because last year there was a huge risk of me not being able to be at home with them. However, New Year's Day, I was not home, and it was hard. This year, I was able to be here for the family, for my family, and it's nice. It's been really nice. I actually, I think often about what I left behind because I did move on from a job that was paying well to one that doesn't pay as well, but I could finally see, you know, I'm up in the mornings, you know. I used to do night shift. And now I'm doing day shift. The transition is interesting. But at the same time, it's like this is the norm. People work days. I used to work nights for so long that I actually lost pigmentation in my skin. I'm not joking. I actually paled. Genuinely. And the funny part is the other day I donated blood. And it's been years since I did that. I also turned pale again. So I don't know. It's also been raining a lot. Not as much as that one year where it absolutely flooded. That sucked. That really sucked. It was bad. It was really bad. having said that, it's still going on. So I cannot... Knock on wood. Oh my god, dude. I say this as somebody that is seeing the devastation up north. Northern California. All the floods, the mud... knowing a lot of insurances aren't going to cover that. And it's sad because like California is expensive already as it is. And you're telling me that these houses are completely gone and there's no way to pay for it entirely. It's fucked up, right? It's really fucked up. A lot of insurances refuse to cover out here in California in certain regions, right? Where I'm at is not that region. But it's sad looking up north and seeing all these people dealing with all this crap. On top of that, there was this thing, Tejon Pass, or up north, Donner Pass. Donner Pass is currently covered in ice, snow, and people are locked in their trucks. When I was over the road, I actually went over there, and I had to deal with it. Again, this is a story I've already talked about. Huh. I guess I'm out of stories to talk about in the podcast then. As of 2025. 2026, we're coming in strong. Because I'm out of stories to talk about my personal life. I'm out. I'm fully out. And we were going to get here eventually, you know? I mean, you don't have an adventure every week, is all I'm saying. As an adult, you have an adventure, and you talk about it for weeks. And it's been fun, you know? It's been a great year. But it's been a calm one, finally. It's been one where I've stayed out of trouble. It's been one where I don't really... I don't know. I feel like I finally managed to find peace. And when you find peace, there's not much to talk about. I feel like because of that, me in my personal life, I'm happy. Me on the podcast, I think you've noticed me less and less. You know, like my personality is pretty much just slowly waning off. And the truth is, it's because, you know, I talk about all these things and I'm excited about them, but I've already... spoken them into the ground. You know, I've beaten this dead horse. It's time to move on. Of course, we can also build up funding and actually go out and do stuff. I say this because the truth is it's been a lot of fun going out, having adventures and things of the like, right? It's just I don't know where to go next. Everywhere I want to go is within the US, and it's been raining, it's been flooding, it's been a mess, right? Basically, the holiday season. Come summer and spring, we should be a lot better. It's just when it comes to the winter time, it's wintertime blues. You know, it sucks. It really sucks. And I say this because last time, even that trip to Hawaii that we went to, at my job, it was raining, so there was no work. So I had time to go out. And right now, it's kind of a weird mix of the two, where it's like, well, I have to go to work, and then it rains, and it's like, well, I don't have to go to work, so I didn't have time to save up or go out and do stuff, you know? But at the same time, I'm getting older, man. I mean, I just want to relax at home, play video games, talk to people on said video game. And the thing is, you could tell my age based on the games that I'm playing, because none of them are, like, really high stakes. I'm not playing Call of Duty or anything, right? I'm playing basic shit like The Long Dark, where you're walking around slowly for hours. That's it. I mean, it's not too exciting, it's not too hard, but it's fun, you know? For me, it is, anyway. I could sit here and talk about all kinds of stuff, right, on the podcast. I know I used to go on more adventures, and I like to talk about it. But also, I like to talk about fun facts. I like to read Wikipedia. And I guess the winter's gotten to me. You know, every year you could see it. If you go back in the podcast, you could see moments where I had to stop, basically. In fact, this episode is going to be 30 minutes long. Because the truth is, it's hella late. It's fucking Sunday. It's like 2 days after I normally upload. Having said that, you guys are deserving of an update, right? And the thing is, I had a whole episode done. It's just, in my little somber mind, I was like, dude, I don't know. Like I kept talking, right? And I realized it's 30 minutes of sadness, so I had to cut out a lot of it. So fuck that, right? Like, how about we talk about what's been good this year, okay? Let's do a recap. Because I feel like I have been down lately, but there's been a lot of stuff going on, you know, off screen. And like 90% of it is just that it's winter. We're kind of getting sick in the house, so if I sound more strong, you can even hear it in the previous ones. I feel a bit better now, so that's why I have more energy. And it's all thanks to this soup that we found out. Oh my god, I gotta tell you guys about that later. Maybe in the next episode, but on the real, I mean, what the hell does that mean? Realistically, 30 minutes of sadness and crying is one thing, right? In fact, it was a redone. What I had recorded before, I could hear it. I was still kind of sick and I felt bad. I still feel bad now, but we had a good year. This is one of our best years. I think recent times, right? In recent times, that's why I've been kind of sad about things, just because RSS.com really fucked me up with the ads everywhere. You're probably going to hear an ad after this. See? Anyway, I don't know why I said that. It probably wasn't even an ad. Anyway, it gave me a lot of ads and people stopped listening. However, a lot of them went to my YouTube channel and started subscribing. So I have 1,200 subscribers right now. One of my videos is popping up. It's almost at 100,000 views. And that format of video seems to actually garner a lot of attention, and I enjoy doing it. Therefore, that's going to be my new focus, making meme videos, long dark content, and video game content of some kind, you know? Because I have that editing style that I find unique to me, but realistically, a lot of people do it as well. Having said all these things, the podcast needs to take a step back. It's literally in the name, Meatweed Podcast. However, I mean, YouTube is what everyone wants to do, man. And once your foot is in the door and the ball gets rolling, guess what? You can't just stop and go back. I could do the podcast on occasion alongside the YouTube channel, right? But the YouTube channel takes a lot more effort and there's no schedule. However, when I get started on a project, it takes a lot longer. That's the problem. It takes a lot more energy, it takes a lot more effort, and realistically, it takes a lot out of my computer. I'm going to be honest. The problem was, this could not have... The stars aligned in all the wrong directions, because my computer, I need an upgrade soon. The price of RAM has gone up significantly. It's basically fucking doubled, man. If I want a new computer, I'm going to have to be shelling out more than a house payment. And I know that for a fact. I've looked into it, and I thought, holy shit. Bad timing. So yeah, unfortunately, it's going to take a lot more effort to do anything. Having said that, if you want to help, there is a Buy Me a Coffee link in the description. I'm going to go ahead and put that. The thing is, I've had one because the Patreon, I feel like I had it and people weren't subscribing to it. But also, it was the fact that the Patreon, I didn't have enough to put on there, you know? I used to have Patreon exclusive episodes. I took those down recently. What do I mean recently? I took them. They died with the Patreon, you know? Now, the Patreon was fun to have, sure, but I wasn't big enough for it, you know? I started too early. The Patreon, I started, and it was just like $20 a month at its peak. At its peak, I broke even. So now I've been losing money every month. And it doesn't matter. It's still worth it to me. It's not a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. You uploading on YouTube is free. Uploading on RSS.com is $20 a month. So I need at least $20 a month to keep it going. And I don't have that. Well, at least not from the internet stuff. I have to, you know, take it out from the bank and whatever. I don't know, man. I think maybe there's probably a way to keep the channel going while running it on a lot less. Because RSS.com has a lot of these features. They are nice, but I think there's a way to do it for free, right? I heard Anchor.com. You know what? Shit, I might have just saved the podcast. All right. If things change, it's because we switched providers, you know? Because the majority of people that listen to me on Spotify. No one hears me on RSS.com. No one hears me on there. Basically, no one does. There are other websites. However, I'm not sure. You know what? Oh, shit. Yeah. There are people that hear me on other websites. I can't. Yeah, never mind. No, we're going to have to stay as is. Steady as she goes, everyone. Steady as she goes. The truth is, the podcast would only make sense if I was already more famous, which on YouTube, I seem to be growing. Having said that, we need another banger. That's the thing about YouTube, right? Every now and then, you start uploading videos, and you get one video that hits, and that's such a fucking dopamine rush, dude. Oh my god. There's no better feeling on earth. Every time I see the numbers, I just think they're still fucking going, dude. That feels incredible. Next video flops. The next video is going to flop. So if you're ever uploading videos on YouTube and you have one that fucking hits, just know that the next one is going to be a big steaming disappointment. So don't even try on the second one. Oh my god, I have a video that has 10 views. My most viewed is 94,000. So yeah, there's a bit of a different. What's that phrase that nerd said? That nerd, damn, I'm an asshole. That one. No, not nerd. Performative male. That performative male said, the dichotomy is crazy. That guy deleted his channel because of how bad it was. It was very clear to everyone that he was just trying to get into women's pants. What a fucking day I'm having, dude. You know what might have contributed to the podcast episode being such a downer earlier is the coffee I was drinking wore off. I've been drinking this incredible coffee. I have it right now. You could tell. Can you tell? I think you can tell. I bought 4 more tins. It's instant coffee, and I love it so much. I've been burning through the stuff, and I now have 4 more coming. You have to special order these from somewhere else. I had to find them on Target online because they're not in person. We found it entirely by accident, and once I had one sip of it, I told my girl, I said, this one, yes! Immediately after uploading this video, this podcast, oh my god, immediately after uploading this podcast, I'm working on a YouTube video. You see what I mean? I keep mixing the two up. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I have so much on my mind, it hurts. My brain is heavy to the left. I'm listing leftward. My voice is getting deeper, and it's not because I'm healthy. Let's say that, okay? It is the December disease month. We forgot to get our booster shots, and now we're all sick. Although I'm concerned because I'm the one that's less sick, so I'm the one making the soups and getting the medicines and everything, right? So, having said that, everyone listening, please take better care of your health. Donate blood, too. Donate blood. I don't know how to explain this, but it helped me a lot. The way I could explain, I guess now I can explain it. Donating blood is good for your heart. So if you have like a high blood rate, they will notice it right away. Like they'll tell you about it. And then, you're going to miss a pint of blood. So your blood rate is going to, your heart rate is going to drop, right? But having said that, it also helps with your muscle in the heart. It'll actually calm it down a bit. It'll give it some time to relax. This is a level of relaxation beyond relaxation. I know there's some people out there that have like low iron. You need to be concerned. If you are going to donate blood and you have low iron, maybe reconsider, eat some more beans, take some supplements. But my iron was good. So even after donating, I was pretty good. I was all right. I was lucid. We actually went shopping after. It was kind of fun. Kind of, because there's some things you can't do after donating blood. I won't get too into it, but physical activity of a certain kind is impossible for a few days. Anyway, sorry about this shorter episode again. It is the holiday season and New Year's is coming up. I'll see you guys when I see you guys. I don't know how the next upload schedule is going to be. It might be more frequent. It might be less frequent. I'll be honest. It entirely depends. This holiday season has been draining me. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little sick right now too. I'll see you guys when I see you. I don't know when the next episode will be out, but I'm going to be uploading on YouTube more. Thank you guys.